This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 615, How to Have an Edge on IELTS Speaking and Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get six phrases to use instead of saying advantage or benefit to wake up the examiner for higher vocabulary scores. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, not a whole lot. I am just back from a little weekend, Labor Day weekend trip I took to New York State and to New York. And we saw U.S. Open tennis, and that was so fun.
Wow.
And
what was the atmosphere like at a U.S. Open game? Like, did it feel like, you know, like a super high-level competition like it is?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It was so fun. And we went to a night match, and that's kind of how you have to do the US Open, right? Because there's so much energy at night. It's such a night thing.
Whoa, cool.
But yeah, no, we actually saw Venus and Serena play.
No way. You did?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm not even like a tennis fan, and I'm like floored by that.
It was pretty cool. It was kind of a spontaneous decision. But you know what? We were way, way high. Like, we were so high in the stadium, almost the second to highest seat, like really far away from the court.
Really?
Yeah, but it was still fun to be there. You know, it was still so cool.
Yeah, you could still soak up the atmosphere, even if you're in the nosebleeds.
Yeah,
nosebleeds. Like that idiom, the nosebleed section.
That is
saying like it's so high up that the air is thinner and it makes your nose bleed. But I mean, it's just an idiom. But I love describing like the cheap, faraway seats like that. Yep. Guys, totally use that on your speaking exam.
Oh, that's really good. That would differentiate you for sure. So yeah, so good stuff. But I'm excited to be back here podcasting with you talking IELTS.
Talking IELTS, guys. Yeah. Let's talk IELTS. So funnily enough, we have never done like a straight up vocabulary episode with paraphrases for advantages and benefits, which is crazy because, guys, like this, you need this vocabulary all over the speaking exam, all over the writing exam. You're going to be talking about advantages, positives, benefits, making comparisons, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about things you like. So today's vocab is super useful.
Okay, cool. So you're saying this could show up on the speaking test, maybe parts 2 and 3, are we thinking? Parts 2 and 3 speaking?
All over.
All over.
Even in speaking part 1, you're going to be asked about like what you enjoy, what you like, you know? Like what books you like, what do you like to eat for breakfast, stuff like that. What do you enjoy doing on the weekends?
Yeah, so okay.
It's super useful for part 1, but then obviously for part 2, right? Because you're going to be describing something in detail. So describing the advantages of something or, again, what you liked about it. And in part 3, just like writing task 2, you're going to be asked about advantages and disadvantages or agreeing and disagreeing. So these phrases are useful for describing the plus side of something.
Okay, cool. And we are going to give our listeners those exact phrases right now. But before we do that, Jessica, we have a review contest going on this month, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do.
Guys,
if you want a chance to come on the podcast with me and ask me anything about IELTS, you will get to be a featured guest on this show. It is an amazing opportunity. All you have to do is go on over to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you can leave a review for this podcast and just leave us a review. And remember, just be honest. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about. Ask us a question. And we are going to randomly choose a name from one lucky reviewer in September. And that person gets an invitation to come on the show.
Exactly. And I want to say a special thanks to one person that reviewed us, Mustafa from the US. And he asked a question, questions about writing test two. And Mustafa, we're going to review your question and try to answer that soon if it's a good one. But we see your review and we want to say thank you for participating. So good.
Yeah. Thank you, Mustafa. And, you know, guys, we are going to read your name on the show, just like Mustafa. So pause this episode and go write a quick review right now. We'll be waiting for you. Just go write the review and come on back.
Exactly. Okay, let's get into it then, Jessica. What are these phrases that our listeners can throw in there and increase their score?
Okay, rad. So like a little bit on the informal side, but I think you could use this in writing as well. You could describe the good side of something as being on the plus side. You heard me say that like a couple minutes ago, right? So on the plus side. Do you use this, Lindsay?
I do sometimes. It's probably not something that I commonly say, but hey, I think it would fit nicely into my vocabulary. I think I'll start using it.
I think I really use this when I'm like trying to make a decision and I'm talking through both sides, right?
Yes.
So it's like if we're deciding whether to go out to dinner or cook, I'll be like, well, on the plus side, I won't have to do any dishes. So that's a great thing.
Yeah. No, I think this is a really natural one. And it's diverse. It fits into a bunch of different scenarios and situations. So yeah, guys, go ahead and use this on the exam. I love it.
That's fantastic. Guys, no other students are saying this. I can tell you that right now. What's another one, Lindsay?
Okay, so one that is on the formal side, right? When we're talking about a benefit that you have or an advantage that you have, we can say a major asset, right?
I love that.
You know, someone could be a major asset to an organization, or they could have a major asset, right? Having a certain asset, like actual possessions, right? Assets, a home is an asset. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. So you could definitely use this in speaking part three and writing task two, right? Just be careful that you're using it correctly, right? This is one of those phrases. It's not like directly synonymous. It's not a direct paraphrase all the time for advantage. But if it is, like Lindsay said, like a tangible benefit, right? Like a home, a car, something like that. But also describing a specific situation and having assets for that situation, right? Mm. Like having good things for that situation. So just make sure you're using it correctly. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to increase your scores on your next IELTS exam, just like Natalia, who got an overall 8 on her third try with our strategies, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I love that. Let's swing back over to the informal side, Jessica. What else do we have?
So Lindsay, you thought of this one. It's so good. To be one step ahead, right? So it's like you have a little bit of an advantage over someone else, right? Yeah. So like if you're talking about what school you want to go to, right? You're thinking about making a future decision. And you could say, well, honestly, to my mind, the California schools are one step ahead of the schools in Oregon because the weather is so much nicer.
That makes sense.
I could imagine James saying that one day. He says he loves the rain now, but I think he'll want to escape when he's 18. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so just to be a little bit ahead, not like leaps and bounds ahead, right? We're just a little bit ahead, one step ahead. I love that.
Totally. Yeah. So definitely like weighing both sides, talking about both sides. That's a great one to describe, right? Like just a little bit better for some reason. Okay, rad. And then, this formal one is cool. To have an edge over something else. So again, like this is for comparisons, right? Mm. So if you're talking about like, let's see, writing task two is always asking you about if something is unnecessary anymore because of technology. We did a recent episode about that. I'll link to that in the blog post, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 615, and I'll link to that other tech one because super useful. But we could say online learning definitely has an edge over the traditional traditional delivery system of knowledge in that it is accessible 24/7.
Yeah, right? That's a slight advantage again. Yeah, love it.
It's so good. That was a great sentence. I'll also put that in the blog post, episode 615. Come back. Get that sentence. It was good. Okay, rad. And then we have one more. This could be informal or formal. No, we have two more.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so much vocab today. Wow. Lindsay, what's another one we could say?
So one, this is very simple, a perk or perks, right? So these are advantages of something. When you talk about applying for a job, what are the perks of the job, right? That could be something. Totally. Or what are the perks of living in, you know, you just moved, Jessica. So what are the perks of living in your neighborhood as opposed to your old one?
Oh my God, so many. I'll tell you a major perk that I just experienced was having more space. Yeah. So over the weekend, we had just groups of friends coming in and out of our new place all the time. And one of our friends, she has three kids. And so like this family of four was over and everyone was super comfortable and had lots of space to play. So that's more space is definitely a major perk.
Yeah. Space has a major effect on your mindset. When you have space to spread out, it's a big perk. It's a big perk.
Oh, God. It is a godsend. That's the last phrase. I just wanted to say it because it's so fun. Do you still say this or do you hear people say describing something as a godsend?
I hear them say it. I don't say it too much myself, but
I don't either.
I do hear it for sure. And it's kind of dramatic, right? Oh, it's a godsend. Like it's a kind of a big thing usually.
I picture like an older woman using this, like with a shaky, dramatic voice, like, this new wheelchair has been a godsend. I don't know. That's a sad image, but like that's the way I picture it. But that doesn't matter, guys. Even if Lindsay and I don't use it, you guys will still use this for a 7 or higher for vocab. So you don't have to be an old lady.
Yeah, this is so good, guys. I mean, just write down even just, you know, two or three of the six that we've taught you today. We've given you a lot of good ones and you don't need to use them all, but you should try to use a few of them if these topics come up because they can really differentiate you and get you that 7 or higher.
And guys, this is like, I mean, when we're talking about how to learn vocab, this is exactly what we're talking about. Learning phrases that you will definitely be able to use in a wide variety of questions. Today's phrases are that you will definitely use these in speaking and writing, you guys. So choose 2 to 4, right? Add them to your vocab notebooks. Practice saying them out loud so you're ready to use them on your exam.
Exactly. And Jessica, I think we have something very cool that we are just getting started with to announce to our podcast listeners. Jessica, we know that our podcast listeners are just here. You guys are here 3 days a week. And you guys also know that we have the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. If you want to get a step-by-step way to get to your target score, but now we have a special offer just for you guys, a special bonus that you're going to get if you go ahead and get into the course from this podcast. Jessica, what did we create for them, for our listeners?
You guys, this is so cool. This is so cool. And it's just for you podcast listeners. So listen up, you guys. When you get into 3 Keys IELTS, only you guys, you are going to get this amazing bonus. It's a video lesson and a guide. This whole, it's all printed out for you. It's how to wake up the examiner. All right. So on the speaking exam, how do we make that examiner pay attention to us in the mindset of a 7 or higher? Right? Yeah. How do we do that? So this extra bonus, guys, this is going to give you amazing tips to do just that. It's so fun. It's super fun, you guys. And again, we value you podcast listeners so much that when you get into 3 Keys IELTS now, you are going to get this very special bonus, how to wake up the examiner.
Exactly. Just for you guys. So guys, to go ahead and get in and grab your bonus right now, if you want to get the basic course, that's access to all of our learning materials, our strategies, and our study plan, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. That's BASIC. And what is the second option, Jessica, for them if they want a little coaching?
Yes. So if you also want classes with me on Skype, you've heard the student testimonials, you know how much I can help you guys. Make sure you're on the right path for that 7 or higher in speaking and writing. Go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And then you get those classes with me and that special bonus.
Yes, it's so awesome. So guys, choose your plan and go in now and grab your bonus. It's not available anywhere else. Not for our listeners coming from any other direction, just for you guys.
Yeah, all right. So exciting. I love it.
Yeah, so cool. All right, Jessica, we'll talk to you very soon then. Thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, Lindsay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.